The largest city in western Massachusetts is again considering a ban on single-use plastic bags by retailers. This is a growing number of cities and towns in Massachusetts have enacted plastic bag regulations, but movement toward a statewide ban stalled. 2 years after a proposed ordinance to ban plastic bags died in a Springfield City Council committee, the idea has been resurrected by City Councilor Jesse Lederman, who's drafted an ordinance.
What it would essentially do is end the distribution of most single-use plastic bags at the point of sale in the city of Springfield.
The ordinance as currently written would allow for up to a one-year phase-in to allow retailers to use up plastic bags already in stock. Stores could charge customers up to 10 cents for checkout bags made of recyclable paper or compostable plastic.
But what we would really be looking for people to do is bring reusable bags.
Supporters of banning plastic bags say it will reduce the amount of waste that goes into landfills and incinerators and cut down on litter. There are exemptions in the proposed Springfield ordinance for dry cleaning bags and plastic bags that are used in stores to hold items such as loose produce, fruits, and baked goods. Lederman, who chairs the council's Health and Human Services Committee, is gathering public feedback on the proposal before writing a final ordinance to bring to the full council for a vote.
Since bringing the proposal forward, we've actually seen a strong support from the community so far. And something that was very important to me was to be working in collaboration with the business community. So we've already had talks with the Chamber of Commerce.
Nancy Creed, president of the Springfield Regional Chamber of Commerce, said the local business community is anxious to hear details about the proposed plastic bag ban.
We have just started to have conversations. They understand the intent. They definitely want to reduce the environmental waste. But it's just how we go about it and what that ban actually looks like that's causing some concern to them.
The proposed ordinance was recommended by the city's Green Committee, an ad hoc group of people appointed by Springfield City Council President Orlando Ramos to study and recommend environmental initiatives for the city to pursue. Green Committee member Mike Kosmerski said the Sierra Club estimates that 81 million plastic bags are given out annually by retailers in Springfield.
There are so many plastic bags that their average lifespan is about 12 minutes.
Michael Ann Busey, a founder of the anti-poverty organization Arise for Social Justice, endorsed the plastic bag ban despite concerns about how low-income people would be impacted by having to pay the proposed 10 cents per bag fee.
I want Springfield to be seen as the place you want to come move to, because we are progressive, we're green, and we do what we need to do, at least as much as we can, to address these issues.
In Massachusetts, currently 87 communities have regulations on single-use plastic bags, including Boston. Earlier this year, a proposed statewide ban was dropped from a compromise environmental bond bill in the state legislature. Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser of Longmeadow expects the issue will be revisited sometime after the new session begins in January.
The local town-by-town bans work because they build momentum and they do build a growing consensus for action on a state level. So, you know, I applaud the city council for engaging on the issue, and I hope they, you know, continue to move the issue forward.
In 2016, a ban on single-use plastic bags was included by the state Senate as a budget amendment, but did not make it through a conference committee. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.